Well, I'm so thankful to have the privilege to be able to teach God's Word today, and I'd like to teach depending on God, the greater cause. And these are a couple of my personal reflections of what I've very recently gone through, and still am on some of it, and then how God's Word is delivering me. And I believe that it is so monumental that we all need to hear this. And Jerry, I'd like to thank you for how you intervened a couple of weeks ago to help me with this. Because I had a client that wanted to throw out a little old kangaroo court. And a kangaroo court means a dishonest court where you judge, jury, and sentence and according to their whims and their desires. And that's what was happening here. And then here's a nice little old Joe just trying to keep the peace and make everybody happy. And it wasn't going the right direction. It wasn't going in a good direction. Even though I knew that where I was right, where the other person was not. But they sounded so convincing that it was hard not to listen. And the thing that Jerry shared with me, he goes, you just need to walk away from it. And you need to explain to that person how perplexed you are that they are moving in a pathway that is a pathway that you refuse to go on. Because the pathway you walk in is a pathway of truth. The pathway they're walking in is not. You do not have to go on their pathway. Now, you're going to have to get involved and say, I refuse to walk on that pathway. You can do whatever you want, but I'm not walking on that pathway. And I did that. I did that with the client. It was the first time I think I've ever done that. I'm always trying to help people, always trying to be the mediator, however you want to call it, and logically reason things out. And I'm not exempting God's word in this at all. I think it's all part of it. But this particular occasion was not a time for that. Not a time for just agreeing and acquiescing. It was a time for holding forth God's word in a little different way. And that's what I did. And when I did that, and when I told the client that, I had the greatest relief. Because I not only told them that, I told them that I will never acquiesce to any demands that they are trying to present because they are false accusations, they are not true, and you can do whatever you want. I absolve myself from this completely. And that separated me. And I did not understand that when I was saying that. But after I finished, I got it. I walked away from a kangaroo court. I walked away from somebody's desire to judge, jury, pass sentence, proclaim guilt, lay blame, and then demand recompense, whatever it is. And to that, I speak from God's word today. There's 100 different ways to approach this. Yea, 1,000. So forgive me for if I don't get it all. But please listen to what I have to say. Because it completed my life. I will never be the same person again. I will never step into somebody's kangaroo court again. And I've already said that in my life in time past, but not to this degree and not with this understanding. So have you ever felt like your life is in a kangaroo court? You ever felt like everything is stacked up against you, where you have nowhere to go? That you're judged according to, and I'm going to call it some lie because all men are liars. If it's not the truth of God's word, and I can say that freely. And sentenced according to another's whims, another's dictates, another's passions, another's feelings, another's motivations. Well, what is the thing that comes right up whenever something like that happens and that it is a concern for your own self? A concern for self, and also a concern to do what is right. These things arise quickly in the heart. They're probably there before the conversation ever happened because it's just our nature. It's to take care of ourselves. It's to help others. These are great Christian attributes. and it's to do what is right, which is God's word. Well, understanding our own self and knowing the right thing to do, these are two huge steps that Christians need to understand. We need to understand our own self, who we are. Now, we know you can think old man, new man. You can think Christ in you. You can think natural man. We need to know our own self and who we are. And as we understand that and know the right thing to do because we've studied God's word, guess what happens? It allows us to be able to say yes or no when we need to. And so many things just boil right down to it. Life situations can get real clouded. What is the phrase that people use? It's complicated. Well, whatever it is did not start out complicated. When you throw the emotions in it, you throw different things in it, then it looks complicated because of the smoke screen, but it's not. Many times things can be a yes or no answer. And that's how I answered. And I did it exactly as I was told to do. And because of that, I walked in a deliverance that was waiting for me, unbeknownst to me. We don't have to always know what we're walking into or the deliverance that's going to happen, but we do need to know what to do. And so those are two great steps toward learning how to say yes and no, understanding our own self and understanding the right thing to do. We're not ghosts. We're not operating in the vacuum of somebody else's desires. We are not like that. So here we go. We're walking out in life. We know God's word. We've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're standing on God's word. We're standing on God's word together. We walk out in life. And in our lives, and I'm very much simplifying this, we have some very basic needs. We have the need to love and be loved. We have the need to give support, receive support from others. We have a need to be validated, to help validate others, encourage, exhort. That's what the manifestations are all about. God's validating us 24/7. These are just real basic needs. But what happens when these needs exceed the basic? Where we're not receiving the love. We're not giving it. Yes, we know agape, and we know there's a behavior. You could just real easily, on part of this, put that in there. We're not behaving accordingly. We're not being behaved toward us accordingly. You can think about those type of things. When they exceed, in other words, when our basic needs are not being met in life, well, we got a problem. We start to get concerned again. So you see the concern for self and for doing what's right when we go to somebody's, get involved in somebody's kangaroo court and we want to walk away from it with a yes or no answer, if possible. We start to get really concerned when our basic needs in life are not being met. And so you can see the fears of different things coming up and just a whole cloudy life is complicated kind of thing coming up. And how can we simplify that? Well, our soul's nature, the nature of our soul is to always seek to have the basic things taken care of. And not only that, but to do it for others, to love and to care for and help others. This is not going away. It's not going away when the concerns come up because our own needs aren't being taken care of. It's not going away when the concerns come up when somebody comes up to us with their motive and agenda and we know it's not right. These things are just not going away. But is this really what life is all about? Even though we deal with these type of things a lot, is it all about taking care of self? Is it all about trying to satisfy our own needs? Like I say, it's part of that, is there. Or is it about taking care of and serving the needs of other people? Well, some of that's in there. Or is it something far greater than both of those? Is it something far greater than both of those? Far bigger. Because it's only God that can satisfy the soul's basic need for these things. Only God that can do that. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And it's only God that can do that. He is the satisfier. And our service, and in our service toward God and toward His Word, that life's balances are achieved. And I speak of the balances of being concerned about what to do and doing what is right, how to deal with life's kangaroo courts when you're being accosted by something. It may be unbeknownst to you. You may be stepping into something you're just not aware of, and all of a sudden, something doesn't taste right, doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right, and you need to know what to do. The balance is in our service toward God and toward His Word. That's how we keep the balance and understanding of how to deal with these very things. I haven't explained that to you yet, but I'm making the statement before the truths are laid out. This is the how of dealing with our concerns and doing what is right. This is where we're headed today in the greater cause. We serve a greater cause. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'd like to read verses 19 to verse 23. Paul speaking here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Not going to be a 100% deal here, but on my part, I am going to be made all things to all men, regardless, without exception, unless God gives me the red light and say, don't go there. In verse 23, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Paul said, I do it for the gospel's sake. And after studying this verse, a literal is, I do gospel, I partake of gospel with you. This is my life. I do the gospel. I do it. I make myself do the gospel. I make myself do that. Why? I made myself servant unto all. Why? That I might gain the more. I'm not just satisfied with some. I want to gain the more. Life is about far more than self. Life is about far more than serving others. It's about serving God and His Word, His way. And when that becomes the motivator, our whole perspective on life and our service change. Because we were doing all three. They're all really together. Taking care of self. Because the Word says, take heed unto yourself. We're taking care of others. Because the Word says, be especially good unto the household. But what about God? What about God? We'll continue in verse 24. We just read verses 19 to 23. Let's read verses 24 to 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race, verse 24, run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. That's self-controlled. I make myself temperate. I make myself. If you're not going to make yourself temperate, then you've chosen not to, because it's available to be thus. I'll explain more about that in a minute. So run that ye may obtain. We only have one life to live. Run in that life. Verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. See, the motivators are different. There's two motivators. The corruptible, worldly gains, or an incorruptible, that deals with what God gives from His treasures, from His storehouse. Verse 26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. There's nothing uncertain about my running. I'm out there running just because nobody else seems to be doing the same thing when I'm out in the world. I'm running, and I'm running in a very specific way. And I'm seeking a very specific thing to be able to heal and love and help others. And God promises me that He's going to reward me for that. So there's nothing uncertain about it. Even when somebody comes up, go, why are you doing that? You ought not be doing that. Stop doing that. They're kangaroo court. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not shadow boxing, punching out into the air. My hits connect spiritually. And when man of God says to do something, do it. You don't have to know all of the answers. You don't have to be all massaged and feel good about if what you're doing is right. When it's time to move and do it, do it. And when you do it, you're not shadow boxing. You're not hoping that what you did was right. You'll know it's right. And it's okay to know it after the fact. Well, it's also good to know that when you listen to those that are teaching and sharing with you, as God reveals to them, that you already know it in your heart. You just need a little bit of push, a little bit of confirmation. God never just teaches one person and nobody else. When you got more than one involved, it doesn't work like that. I keep under my body, verse 29, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I think about this a lot of whenever I see Joy's phone, and which is not very often, but sometimes she says, will you go get this address or something for me? Well, we kind of have the same codes in there, and then we have messaging going back. So what I said is on her phone, so that's what I said. What she said, it's on my phone, and it's on my phone, and we're back and forth, the old messaging, and the believers, all you all, when we do our signal chats and we do our little interactions and stuff, they're on both of our phones. It's like a mirror image. And the way we hold forth the word to each other. And the reason why it's the same is because that we're temperate, is that we're not shadow boxing. We're running the race. We're doing it together. And as a family and a household of believers, we're doing the same thing together. So when you see all the like cool things that are so similar, it's something to be really thankful for. And Paul said, when I have preached to others, I don't want to be a castaway. I don't want to leave that. I want to keep all that going the same. I don't want to get pulled away from that into some other way of living and some other thing. I don't want to get sucked into somebody's kangaroo court and follow their whims and end up with whatever their judgment is. We've been judged worthy in Christ Jesus. We've had every one of Adam's and all of our sins washed, blotted out, folded over. We are clean. I not only do and serve a higher calling than myself, Paul said, I take care of myself for the same reason. I take care of myself so that I may do it more and do it longer. I do it. I do the gospel. I made myself do that. I make myself do that. I practice what I preach. I live according to that. And these are some of the comforting foundational truths here to understanding our own self. If you can look at this teaching like I'm speaking to self, it will make sense. Proverbs chapter 20. I'd like to go to Proverbs chapter 20 and read one verse here, in verse 6. We do take care of ourselves. It's important to take care of ourselves. Take heed unto ourselves to understand our own lives in light of God's word. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Everybody's got a story to tell. Most talk about themselves almost exclusively. They not only talk about themselves, but they want everything to happen in light of their own selves. And many times when you find yourself in the kangaroo courts of life, it's somebody seeking to further their own self. It's not about faithfulness to God's word and seeking that. And I want to tell you something about a faithful man who can find one. They're few and far between, but here we all sit together. We are faithful in Christ Jesus. We're faithful stewards. God wants us in His life. God needs us in His life. He wants and needs us to faithfully proclaim His word. So what do? We go forth in life. We're armed with God's word and with the power of Holy Spirit. So we take care of ourselves, not only for our own self, but because we serve a higher calling. Then we walk forth in life. And as we do, others will see us. We're known and read of all men. We already know that. It's not just walking out in life with God's word. It's walking out in life with all the other things that are out there with God's word. And we will never back down from that because we serve a higher calling. Romans chapter 8. I want to show you a tiny bit, just a glimpse of how others see us as we're moving through this. As we understand, as we're learning how to understand more about the greater cause, how others see us. In Romans chapter 8, I'd like to read verses 36 and 37. Romans chapter 8 and verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. Oh, there's two ways of how others see us. Number one is sheep. This is a way that others see us and how they believe we are. The other way, more than conquerors. This is a way that others see us and how they believe we are. There's two ways here. The sheep and more than conquerors. This is a way that others see us and how they believe that we are. But how do we believe? We believe that we are more than conquerors. And we can make ourselves any way that we want in life, depending on our desire, our motives, our reasoning, the cultures we live in. We can make ourselves any way that we want. We're incredible what we can do as human beings. Well, we believe we make ourselves. Did not Paul do that? We make ourselves more than a conqueror. And I'm not talking about we make ourselves have the gift of the Holy Spirit, but we have all the foundation because of what Jesus Christ accomplished. But this part is up to us. We believe, we act, we live accordingly. We believe that we serve a greater calling than self or a greater calling than just serving others. We are the masters of our own self. We make our lives line up with who God's word says we are. That is more than a conqueror. Sheep led for the slaughter is the kangaroo court. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to get a whiff of it. Get a whiff of it. But I don't want to focus on that because I want to stand on God's word and just live as more than a conqueror no matter what comes at us. Genesis chapter 42. I'm going to read a couple verses here. How others see us, I just explained. I just explained our greater calling. I also explained that we make ourselves that way, the way that God's word says. Nobody can come inside your mind and do it but you. And now I want to explain about the chameleon. No sé cómo se dice chameleon en español.
Camaleón.
Yeah, in Spanish is camaleón. It's very similar. Genesis chapter 42, I'd like to read verse 7. This is about Joseph, the chameleon. And verse 7 of Genesis chapter 42, and Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. They were starving there, and his brothers had sold him into slavery. We know about Pharaoh and different things. But he made himself strange. And then in chapter 45, I'd like to read verse 1. In Genesis chapter 45 and verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. We can make ourselves any way we want. Look at all the actors and actresses in Hollywood. There's people that actually believe that's who they are. And these people, they're just falling apart in their life because it's not who they are, but people think they are, and they're living a fantasy. Well, our life is not a fantasy. We are more than conquerors. But my point here is that we can make ourselves any way we want to. And if we choose to do this, we can live like more than a conqueror. If we choose to do this, we can live life like a sheep led for the slaughter. My vote is that we walk away from the kangaroo courts in life and tell that person, I am perplexed by the road you walk on. I will not walk it. And I will walk the way with my Heavenly Father and take that over anything that I could ever even possibly be afraid of. We can make ourselves be anything we desire. And if we're being a certain way, it's because of us. God wants us to be the way of His Word. He goes, I want you in my life. I love you. I need you. I've made you this way. I've given you all the enablements. And for you to not live this way, it's your choice. But let me tell you something, kiddos. It's available. And if you know it from God's Word, then it's your choice to live that way. And I promise you eternity. I promise you rewards. I promise you inheritance. I promise you crowns. I promise you that I will direct your steps. I promise you that I will give you a life that's more than abundant. We can make ourselves any way we desire, any way we want. We're very, very powerful. And as we believe God's word and who it says we are, we become more than a conqueror. Well, there's some red flags that would give us a little indication that we're walking the sheep way, that we're walking the kangaroo court way. Well, you don't have to change if you see yourself in any of these. You don't have to change, but I think it's fair for the watchman to sound the warning, because it was sounded in my life, and when that shot went across the bow, I did something about it. I didn't even know what I was doing about it. Don't have to know. But let me tell you some of the red flags. This is some of the red flags that show you the sheep led for the slaughter. The kangaroo court. You can look at it that way, or that, oh, I need to do a little bit more about committing my whole life, my soul, to my Heavenly Father. He's already done it all for me through Christ Jesus. So here's a red flag. Stop taking on other people's problems as if they're my own problems. Oh, ho, ho, ho. That was a big one. That was a big one. That slapped me right upside the head. When somebody has a problem, you're right there making phone calls, you're trying to fix it, you're trying to mend, you're trying to satisfy, you're trying to preconceive whatever they're talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about half the time anyway. You're just trying to make sure that no one else will be inconvenienced, because God forbid, you're going to fix everything. Well, instead of doing that, why don't you just acknowledge to them, yeah, there is a problem. But why don't you go to God for the solution and let me know how it goes? Why don't you just try doing that? Here's another red flag. needing to get love and support and validation, which we do. They're basic human needs. They really are. We need love and we need support and we need validation. But do we need it more from someone else than from what we give ourselves? I don't even have time to get into this one. But I do know in Ephesians that it says to husbands, love your wife as your own bodies. And when a husband doesn't love himself, like God's word says to, he's going to treat his wife like the worst person on the face of this earth. Or somewhere in between. It's just never going to be the Ephesians way of behavior. And that's a behavior. It's not feelings and emotions. It's putting off the anger. Quit being so swelled up in your head. It's putting wrath away from you. It's doing things that God's word says to do very specifically in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in 13. So needing to get love, support, and validation more from somebody else than from what you give yourself. How does self do that? How does self say, I love you to self? How does self say, I got this thing? I don't need to have somebody else's approval. I don't need to be validated. Am I doing the right thing? And ask the endless questions. Because I know what I'm doing. I've got the answers. Those are two steps in the right direction. You know you're doing what's right. You don't have to worry about it. Sure. So instead of that, recognize self. Recognize your own unmet need. And continue going to God in His Word for all the needs. Now it's back to the individual. I need to get my life more lined up with who I am in Christ. Because I'm making myself that way. So you see the difference here? Wow. Here's another red flag. What others think of us. If somebody did or somebody's doing something wrong toward us, if they're lying to us, if they're doing something behind our back toward me, and then they expect me to do something about all the fluff that they're, it's so loud and it's so long and they're putting up so much smokescreen that it demands attention. Oh, there's plenty of things out there like that in life. It just demands attention. It demands everybody. And it's probably right because it's so loud and long or else they wouldn't be saying it. Well, let me tell you something. There's some pretty loud and long kangaroo courts out there. But what does God's word say? What does God's word say? I've got to be able to make a decision, yes or no. Do I need to validate what they're saying? Do I need to accept guilt, blame? Because we're blameless before God through Christ Jesus. Just look at it like this. If Jesus Christ came back right now, right in the middle of whatever kangaroo court that you find yourself in, it's over. The kangaroo court's over. It's not going anywhere. You're gone. You're up in heaven. That's God's perspective of this. So now, how hard is it to say yes or no? I will go there or I won't. We learn how to do that according to God's word as Christians. They're saying, if you do this, I'll feel better. Oh, yeah. I can show you two dozen places in God's Word that they tried to make the believers do something because it would make them feel better about what they were doing with the law and their legalism and stuff. Stop speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. If you do this, I will feel better. If you do it this way, and they just never stop. You can't make them happy. Do it this way. Do it that way. Oh, if you only change this. Why don't you just be thankful for what God just did for you and allowing your lives to be together? Instead, you got some client doing this. I'm not trying to be vague, but I don't want to sit and explain all the gross stuff. I'm just telling you the way life is out there. Why don't you just go to God and say, God, you're my sufficiency. I'll eat that any way it comes to me. I'll take it any way it comes down the road because you're going to take care of me. Let God take care of you and quit putting your problems on others. Who are you that are so good that you have to have it a certain way or else you don't even want to be around somebody? God rescued us out of this world. He rescued us. So if somebody is doing something like that, if you do this, I'll feel better. Well, go feel better and do it yourself. Instead, teach them how that God's going to supply their need. Why don't you just go to God for that? I'm not going to God for a red car. They wanted a red car instead of the blue car. You just gave them a blue car. I'm not going to go to God for a red car. He wouldn't do that. I go, well, just go to God. You're coming to me. I'm not God. Quit trying to make me do all that stuff. That was another thing that Jerry talked about with me. They're trying to make you God, Joe. You want to step into that arena? No way. Here's another red flag. I just got to laugh. I just have to laugh. Not because this is funny, but because I'm so thankful to God for how He takes care of my life. Because I still got everything that I have to do. And I got somebody doing something like that to me. I got everything that I have to do and more. And besides that, the care of the churches, that we care for each other with God's word. What would happen if Joe quit being who Joe is in Christ? That's something I had to face off to. I changed instantly. It used to take me weeks to come out of stuff like that. I changed instantly. I will not go there. I will accept any and everything, but I will not go your way. I am perplexed that you want to walk down that kind of road. I will not do it. Here's a red flag. Backlash. Backlash is anyone's uncomfortable feelings making me feel the same. Oh yeah, remember in Thessalonians, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord so that we need not speak anything? Our faith goes out. People feel it. They see it. They see it in action. There's something tangible there. Well, when somebody's uncomfortable because they're backlashing, because they're upset because you're not doing what they want you to do, and they're going to go off on you, and they're going to try to command and control and force you into some little square hole, and you're just nothing but a little round peg. You don't fit. Well, it's evidenced by the silent treatment, or being passive-aggressive, or mocking. It's all there. We're all guilty of it. We all know what I'm talking about. We've all done it. But as we walk in Christ-like, it becomes way, way back there in the rearview mirror, doesn't it? Because we don't want to live like that. Their silence irks you to pieces because all you want to do is come to some type of resolution. You know, when you talk, you can resolve things if there's something that needs resolving. Because you don't want any of the uncomfortable vibes or things around. But it's not you that's uncomfortable. It's them because of what they're doing. And recognize that. That's the backlash. That's the backlash. Well, face off to it. Uncomfortable vibes are part of life. We can't escape them. It's just going to be there. Don't be afraid to face off to something. We learn how to deal with how they make us feel. So instead, I see that you feel uncomfortable. I'm so sorry. Let's just pray about this thing in the name of Jesus Christ that it gets delivered, whatever it is. And then you get the answers you need. But I'm not your God. We're going to pray to God. Don't pray to Joe. Don't pray to Joy. Don't pray to Dulce. Mm-mm. And here's one more red flag. Stop taking on other people's problems as if they're your own problems. Oh, Joe. These are all things that I'm dealing with, that Joe Brown is dealing with. I thought you'd like to hear about them because they just break my heart that I'm still dealing with this stuff. After all these years. When someone has a problem, you're right there making the phone calls. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to mend. You're trying to satisfy. You're trying to make sure nobody else is inconvenienced. Oh boy, you're trying. You're trying to do that even before they called you. You're trying to, even before they said something. You're just always trying to anticipate. And just like Martha, 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 you're cumbered about with much serving, but Mary hath chosen that good thing. And how many women of God just sit there and listen to the word and say, no, you go do what you want to do. I'm going to study God's word. I'm going to put God's word on. Yeah. Just making sure nobody else will be inconvenienced. Oh, God forbid that they would be inconvenienced because, oh, I would feel badly. Well, it's not you. It's what they're putting off. Show them how to go to God. Instead, help them go to God for their answers. We learned a long time ago that we don't meet everybody's need and we don't give everybody all the answers, but we teach people how to go to God for the answers in life. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Because there's a price to pay for being a sheep. There's a price to pay for stepping into a kangaroo court of any flavor. There's a way to reconcile and deal with situations, but 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 explains it pretty clearly. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. They're making promises. I'll feel better if you do this. We'll get reconciliation if you do what I tell you to do. They themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. Here in 2 Peter chapter 2, there is so much that we can learn from this. But when somebody follows the kangaroo court of life, they're going to be brought into bondage. There is no bondage with God and with His Word. There is no bondage for being more than a conqueror. None. We've been released from bondage. So being concerned for self and doing what is right are two huge Christ-like steps. They are two huge steps toward learning how to say yes to God and to His Word. That's really what it's all about. Because we want 100% of the time to say yes to God. It's not so much about, is this right? Is it yes or no? What are they trying to say? It just looks so cloudy. Oh, this is so complicated. No, it's saying yes to God. And that's what we always need to see clearly. That's the life that we live. So we can walk by faith in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not with all the other stuff that's continually coming at us. And there's always stuff coming at us. We've got a long list. And we're not ghosts operating in a vacuum of other people's desires. Hebrews chapter 12. I'd like to read verse 12 in Hebrews chapter 12. Because as we go through these things, it's not easy. It just isn't. And thankfully, all of our life is not like this. It's nice when we have just nice moments of respite and of where we're all together and it's just a great time and et cetera. But there's times where it's not like that. And that's the times I'm speaking to. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 12. Wherefore, you do it. Lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. You do it. Lift them up. Lift them up. Walk the walk. Make yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. If you want to base it on your feelings, you've lost. You've lost. The father of all lies has got you right where he wants you. You're basing things on your feelings. Think about with healing. By his stripes we were healed. You're not healed because the pain is gone. You're healed because God's word says you're healed. We can lift up the hands and the feeble knees. That's called being strengthened with all might by God's spirit in inner man and walking the walk and talking the talk. Now, you're not going to go out there and do anything foolhardy and foolish. We're not reckless and hilarious. We're just walking and living Christ-like. We can always do more. And we do it so that we can do more. To be temperate, self-controlled, to put on the word, to drive ourselves, because we serve a greater calling and a higher cause. We don't just serve our own self, and we don't just serve others. I want to show you four lies, because when you have feelings, they're not the reason why we want to change something. The feelings are typically a result of believing a lie. So we need to know what the truth is. Well, here's a lie. I have to be perfect. So I got to do more. And I just explained the red flags. They're in the red flags. I have to do more. Here's another lie. I have to fix everybody's problems. There's another lie. Want another lie? I have to do this right. I have to do it somebody else's way. Because if I do that, they'll be happy then. I'll make them happy. Oh, here's another lie. You want to hear another one? I have to give in to another's whims, wishes, angers, passions, and desires. You know that we can do that without even being aware. We just get so locked into how we live. Sometimes we just need to stop and take a minute and look at life and just say, no. Why don't you just try saying it one time and just seeing what happens? What? We can do it without even being aware because we're just being a good person. And that lie out there about that a good people are saved, it's one of the fomenters of this type of thing. Those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised from the dead, those are the ones that are saved. Not just being a good person. You can be a good person all you want. But God's got very specific criteria on salvation. He also has very specific criteria to us on how to live after we've been saved. Proverbs chapter 3. So let's step away from life's kangaroo court where everything is stacked against, where the plaintive sounds of the sheep in the slaughterhouse become a distant memory. What freedom to choose to make decisions, to take a stand, to believe God's word. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 to close. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. With all thine heart, trust God. With all thine heart, never lean to thine own understanding. With all your heart, I will never lean to my own understanding. With all my heart, I will trust God. This is the answer to that far bigger. There must be something far bigger. Far bigger than self, far bigger than others. We get so consumed. And like I mentioned, I hope I'm not doing this a disservice. This subject is so big. It has so clouded our lives that it's important to understand what it is and what to start doing about it if and when the shoe fits. This is the far bigger question answered that I posed earlier. Whatever happens and transpires God's way as He directs our steps is far, far better than the kangaroo court alternative. It's far better. Bring it on. Bring it on. Believe it. If you're going to be dependent on anything, be it towards God. Instead of being dependent on others to satisfy whatever your soul needs that maybe it didn't quite get met when you were younger, because the soul's never going to quit. It wants to be satisfied. Love and validation and all that cool stuff. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Believe it? Yes. As we serve others, God's word, we do it by serving the highest calling as a super Christian conqueror, as more than a conqueror. Only God can satisfy our concerns. Only God can satisfy the soul's basic need for love, support, and validation. It's only God's word that can show us what is right. And it's in our service toward Him and to His word that these balances, these concerns are achieved. The greater cause. Amen.